With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden and the head of China, Xi Jinping, have concluded their talks just outside of San Francisco. But the chairman of the House Select Committee on China believes the president's been far too lenient on the Chinese Communist Party. Bob Agnew reports from Capitol Hill.
Congressman Mike Gallagher says when confronted by China's aggression, the president has a habit of refraining from action.
And we thereby give China an advantage.
Gallagher telling the Salem Radio Network it's all been done in the hope China will begin to play nice and curb its ambitions.
Despite decades of evidence and recent evidence that when we pull our punches, they get more aggressive.
After all, Gallagher says there's still been no transparency from Beijing on
things like the spy balloon incident, the origins of COVID, the list goes on and on.
He speculates Biden may be reluctant to confront China for fear the turmoil likely to result could weaken his campaign for re-election. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
The TSA expects to screen 28 million travelers at the nation's airport over a 12-day period during the Thanksgiving holiday. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
For the TSA, Thanksgiving travel starts this Friday and keeps going for 12 days. John Bush, the agency's federal security director at Reagan Airport outside Washington, D.C., has some advice.
Get to the airport early and, first of all, pack your patience.
And he knows people like to bring food to grandma's house and leftovers back home to their own house.
The best tip I can give you is if the item is solid, it can come through our checkpoint. If it's liquid, it should go in your checked baggage.
I'm Julie Walker.
Israeli troops stormed into Gaza's largest hospital searching for traces of Hamas inside and beneath the facility filled with hundreds of patients, including newborns. On Wall Street, they're up by 163 points. This is SRN News. America's losing the war on drugs.
A new Gallup poll reveals that 52% of respondents think we're losing ground in the fight against illegal substances versus 24% who think we're making progress. 74% of adults also say the drug problem in the country is very serious. The poll comes against the backdrop of states legalizing marijuana, a move that pro-family advocates, pastors, and others have warned will only make things worse. Ohio became the latest to do that this month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom's on the wane in Nepal, according to a new report from International Christian Concern. Nepal is a difficult place to live for those outside the Hindu faith. A combination of repressive laws and social norms sideline all minority religious communities. Evangelizing in the country is strictly prohibited, being punishable by up to 6 years imprisonment and deportation if the violator is a foreigner. This is SRN News. Lawyers for former President Donald Trump are asking for a mistrial in his New York civil fraud case. We hear more on this developing story from correspondent Ed Donahue reporting.
Trump's lawyers say Judge Arthur Engoron has tainted the proceedings with tangible and overwhelming bias. The former president has been outspoken outside the courtroom.
We're going to be here for months with a judge that already made up his mind.
The lawyers say the judge irreparably harmed Trump's right to a fair trial through astonishing departures from ordinary standards of impartiality. Engoron gave lawyers for New York Attorney General Letitia James' office a day to decide whether they will file a response before he rules. Also, Donald Trump is giving up his fight to move his New York hush money criminal case to federal court. He contends state court is very unfair to him. I'm Ed Donahue.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.